Hi, this is Daniel Garb of the Movies for CulturalMining.com and CIUT 89.5 FM. Happy New Year, everybody. As we move closer to an uncertain future, we're finding it harder to tell the difference between humans and robots and human thoughts from artificial intelligence. Well, this week I'm looking at two new movies about almost humans. There's a semi-human superhero who comes from outer space, and a cute little robot doll with a very dark side. But before all that, I'm going to run through what I think were some of the best movies of 2022. Every year, I see hundreds of movies, so it's hard to narrow it down to just a few. So for that reason, I don't include documentaries like Laura Poitras' fantastic All the Beauty and the Bloodshed, nor cartoons, including Guillermo del Toro's Pinocchio. Only movies that I saw on a movie screen and reviewed last year. There are many, many other really good movies, or even great movies I saw, but here are what I think are the best movies of 22 in alphabetical order. All Quiet on the Western Front by Edward Berger. Armageddon Time by James Gray. Broker by Koreeda Hirokazu. Io by Jerzy Skolimowski. The Innocents by Eskil Vogt. Memoria by Apichatpong Wirasatakum. Nope by Jordan Peele. The Northman by Robert Eggers. Tar by Todd Field. Triangle of Sadness by Ruben Östlund. And The Whale by Darren Aronofsky. If you want to read reviews of those, you can go to my website and they're all up there. Shin Ultraman, directed by Shinji Higuchi. It's present-day Tokyo and things are not going well. Previously unknown monsters, or S-class species, keep appearing from nowhere and wreaking havoc across Japan. They're drilling holes, smashing dams, and sucking up electric power like Slurpees. Luckily, there's a government body that handles cases like this. They're the S-Class Species Suppression Protocol, or SSSP. The head guy, Tamura, gives the orders while the scientists investigate. Strategist Kaminaga, played by Saito Takumi, is a nerdy introvert who speaks with no inflections or emotions. He works with newcomer analyst Asami, played by Nagasawa Masami, his exact opposite, an assertive woman who wants Kaminaga to be her buddy. And two more round up the team. Luckily, whenever the kaiju monsters appear, a strange giant man dressed in a skin-tight silver and red suit with a strange helmet arrives to save the day. He's dubbed Ultraman, an indestructible being protecting Japan from these strange invaders. But why does Kaminaga always disappear when Ultraman arrives? And is he human, alien, or somewhere in between? Well, the Japanese government and the rest of the world takes notice. They want to find out where Ultraman comes from and what his secret powers are. Things get more complicated, though, when a benevolent-seeming alien arrives on Earth, looking just like you and me, saying he'll handle all the international relations from now on. But no one realizes his real aim: to take over and kill all the Homo sapiens on the planet, unless Ultraman and the SSSP stop him first. Okay, Shin Ultraman is a purist reboot of the classic Japanese 1960s show. I remember seeing reruns of it as a kid and really liking it. This new version is a recreation set in present-day Japan, but with nothing outstandingly or particularly contemporary or different from the original. It does include some political content, government bureaucrats and politicians who repeatedly make the wrong decisions, along with an updating or modernization of the characters. So watching this movie, which I enjoyed, it seemed identical to what I remembered until I went back and rewatched bits of the original, and I was shocked at how bad and campy the special effects had been in the original. So here the CGI and costumes are much, much better, but it still preserves the very somber and earnest tone that, well, geeky sci-fi fans demand. So if you're a fan of Ultraman or of Japanese kaiju movies in general, you will not be disappointed. This one is the real thing. Megan, directed by Gerard Johnstone. Gemma, played by Allison Williams, is an inventor who, as part of a team, develops toys at a conglomerate called Funky. That's F-U-N-K-I. Their last big success was a Furby knockoff, but it's losing market share, so they need a new hit. All their hopes lie on a project she's secretly working on for she's been working on for a long time, but it's not quite ready yet. It's codenamed Megan for Model 3 Generative Android. That's M3GAN. And it's a robot in the form of a smart and pretty little girl. With a titanium core and sophisticated AI memory, she can talk, walk, and act just like a real human. More than that, Megan's artificial intelligence lets her learn and change and develop as she grows up. And by bonding with her primary owner, she's not just a toy, she's the ultimate friend for any little girl. But she won't come cheap. She's priced more like a car than a toy. So Gemma's boss is pushing her to finish Megan's prototype ASAP to attract new investors. When suddenly disaster strikes. In a freak accident, her sister and brother-in-law are killed by a snowplow on a ski trip, leaving their 10-year-old daughter, Gemma's niece, an orphan. Katie, played by Violet McGraw, needs someone to turn to in her hour of grief. And Gemma, being her only living relative, is appointed her guardian. But she knows nothing about parenting. She lives alone and she's devoted all her life and time to her career. So to kill two birds with one stone, she brings Megan home to take care of Katie, even while Jenna works on the toy's programming in time for the big launch. She observes the two of them interacting through a one-way mirror in a glassed-in playroom at the company. Megan only has one rule. She's programmed with only one rule: to protect Katie from any danger, both physical and emotional. Well, Katie loves Megan, and Megan is very protective of her best friend. But when Gemma allows him to go outside of the lab into the real world, things turn dark. And when the dead bodies start piling up, Gemma realizes something is terribly wrong with her design. Can she fix Gemma before she goes rogue, or is it too late? Megan is a thriller horror take on the classic story dating back to the times of Frankenstein about the bad things that can come out of a benevolent scientist's experiments. It's also about bad grown-ups and evil kids, in addition to Megan, facing their comeuppance. For a movie that doesn't ever take itself seriously, it succeeds in being both scary and funny, with lots of kitschy fake toy ads and your usual stock characters like grumpy boss, noisy neighbor, spoiled kids. There is a fair amount of violence, though, including a disturbing scene where a boy assaults Megan thinking she's a doll. So definitely not suitable for everyone, but I liked it. Allison Williams is excellent as Gemma, and Megan, composed of actor Amy Donald, the voice of Jenna Davis, and lots of CGI, is a dull villain that's just weird enough that I think we'll be seeing lots more of her. Megan opens this weekend. Check your local listings. And you can see Sheen Ultraman at the TIFF Bell Lightbox for 2 days only next week. This is Daniel Garb of the Movies each Saturday morning on CIUT 89.5 FM and on my website, culturalmining.com.